Hello and welcome to a very exciting special edition, the Voice Acting Alliance Masterpiece Theatre. I'm of course your host, Ignomius, and today I should be performing a most exciting song, Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back, aka the Big Butt Song. So without further ado, please enjoy.
I like big butts!
We apologize for the interruption, but the Voice Acting Alliance Masterpiece Theatre has been cancelled due to poor audience reception and overall lackluster production quality. We apologize again for the inconvenience, and for your listening pleasure, we are proud to showcase a new production, the Voice Acting Alliance Masterpiece Theatre, already in progress.
And now, it's...
The Voice Acting Alliance Masterpiece Theatre!
We apologize again for the interruption, but the Voice Acting Alliance Masterpiece Theatre has again been cancelled due to poor audience reception and the possibility of breach of international copyright law should we continue. Again, we apologize again for the inconvenience, and for your listening pleasure, we are proud to showcase a new production, already in progress.
Welcome to another episode of Great Moments in Fruity Bastardry. Tonight we pay visit to the residence of one Oscar Wilde, Irish playwright and known fruity bastard. Entertained by Wilde this particular evening is classical Welsh poet Sir Lewis Morris, who has come quite distraught with some tragic news.
Oscar! Oscar! Dear God, man! Are you amongst the living?
Sadly.
Oh, it's a travesty, I dare say, a travesty! How could they, the contemptuous and pestilent monarchy, bring together the draperies of reason and enlightenment by denying me the title of Poet Laureate of the Kingdom, Oh, to be shunned with such abandon. I see. Oh, I see how that pale bitch unsettled trollop of a queen. Oh, I see with whom she lies. Oh, yes, they would appoint me Sir Lewis Morris, Knight Honorary of the Kingdom, in such tatters of robes for such snub. Oh, Oscar, how could this have happened?
Well, it occurs to one that the great Sir Lewis Morris, in Her Majesty's pale bitch unsettled trollop eyes, could have had his lips wrapped around that which makes us, mind you, you and I, known by nature and eloquent by rights of man.
Pardon?
My cock, you bloody twonk. If you had more brains in your head than... lyrical nonsense, you'd be queer finally to such contrivances.
Oh, so our association, straight-laced it may be, could have been construed as crooked by the Queen Harpy herself? A travesty, a complete, senseless, off-handed snub by the bourgeoisie, but filth, scum, vermin! To be free from your friendly claws, Oscar. To be free from the ass of association.
But what?
But the love and will of one Gorgon alone is not enough to have caused this reputation's fatal slip. To have slighted me so badly in the parliaments, the courts... My God, Wilde, there's a conspiracy against me! Of all people, me! A conspiracy of silence! But what can one do? Tell me, you magnificent faggots! What can one do? What can I do?
For God's sakes, man, join it!
I... Oh, Oscar, the wild, you... You fruity bastard!
Yes. Yes.
And now, the Registry Office Sketch. The Registry Office Sketch. The Registry Office Sketch.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is this the registry office?
Oh, indeed, sir, it is.
Right then. Well, hello, I'd like to get married.
I'm afraid I'm already married, sir.
No, I just want to get married.
So I could get a divorce, I suppose, but it'd be somewhat of a hassle.
No. No, that wouldn't be necessary, because...
Would you live with me, or should I shack up with you? Because I've got a big mortgage.
No. No, I want to get married here.
Oh, and I had my heart set on a church wedding.
Look, I just want you to marry me to...
I want to marry you, too, sir. But it's not as simple as that. You sure you want to get married?
Yes, I want to get married very quickly.
Suits me, sir.
No, I don't want to marry you.
There is such a thing as a breach of promise, sir.
Look, I just want you to act as a registrar and marry me.
I will marry you, sir, but please make up your mind. And please don't trifle with my affections.
All right, I'm sorry, but let me explain.
That's all right, sir. I forgive you. Lover's tiff. But you're not the first person to ask me today. I've turned down several people already.
Look, I'm already engaged.
Yes, and I'm already married. Still, we get round it.
Good morning. I'd like to get married, please.
I'm afraid I'm already marrying this gentleman, sir.
Oh, well, can I get married after him?
Divorce isn't as quick as that, sir. Still, if you're keen...
Yes, I want to get married, please.
Oh, goodness, it's my lucky day. All right, but you'll have to wait till I've married these two, sir.
What? Who's two getting married? Nigel? What are you doing marrying him?
He's marrying me first, sir.
But he's engaged to me.
On, lovey.
Oh my, can he marry me?
Oh dear, it's the missus.
Things turned out all right in the end for the five suitors. They're all married and living happily in a naughty part of Greenwood Village.
A delicious slice of the gay of yesteryear and the modern gay for you. Coming up next in this production is the Bugs and Hugs sketch. But until then, here's a preview of other productions you can find on the VAA forums. In the Audio Projects Forum is a production entitled Ode to Obstruction, A Historical View of Walls. And further down is a shocker of a clip named Mr. Giggles at the Teddy Bear Factory, Horror Beyond Imagination. In the Musical Projects Forum is a stunning nose harmonica rendition of the overture from Dude, Where's My Car? As well as yet another cover of Sakura Kiss. Of note in the Video Projects Forum are three unique and enjoyable anime fan dubs that cover magical animals, giant robots, and effeminate boys making out. Be sure to check out all of them. And now, the Bugs and Hugs sketch starring Jonathan Sperm in the Grass, about to be already in progress.
Hello and welcome to the hit game show, talk show. Bugs and Hugs, the show dedicated to the maladies and illnesses of the modern world. From the Junta virus to your email virus, we bring you a frank and topical competition, the discussion of today's clinical pathologies with fabulous prizes! Sorry. I'm your host, Tommy Winkleman. Jonathan Sperm on the Grass.
We've assembled for our studio audience and audience at home four contestants, individuals, who have had the misfortune to have contracted the most pressing and contemporary illnesses for your enjoyment. Our first contestant, guest, comes to us with an indeed odd sickness. Please welcome to the show, from Medicine Hat, Mr. Abernathy Dimplewaddle!
Thank you for having me.
Now, Mr. Dimplewaddle, I understand that your voice, when it's recorded, your voice only comes out of the left channel.
Yes, sir. It's a bit of a weird thing to encounter, but rest assured that there is no trickery involved here. You are hearing my voice, as recorded, coming out of your left speaker only. I assure you, in person, I sound quite normal. But ever since I was bitten by a zebra in Zimbabwe, every time my voice is recorded in any sort of media and played back in stereo output, my voice only comes out of the left channel.
What a great sport! Give him a hand, folks! Now, I understand that the circumstances change around a bit when an echo is involved.
Indeed, Mr. Sperm on the Grass. Quite a bizarre thing happens indeed, for when I say something into this echo chamber, for example, as you can plainly hear, my voice remains originally in the left channel, but the echo appears to emanate from the right channel. And, of course, in monorail playback, my voice is right out.
Right. Thank you for playing, Mr. Dimplewaddle. Johnny, tell him what he gets!
A new kitchenette set!
How about that, folks? Our next player... Sorry. Guest this evening is one Valentino Eldorado de Cacho from Virginia. Mr. Cacho, may I call you Mr. Cacho?
Why, yes, quite acceptable, you.
Mr. Cacho, I understand you have a neurological disorder that causes you to not say every third word when you speak.
Yes, Mr., I'm afraid, true. I've, to every men's speech, in the, and the, consistency between, all is, they have, no idea, this came, I neither, nor smoke, keep myself, top physical, The best been told that it's sort of genetic defect, the parietal of the hemisphere and brain, where the speech center located.
Really? Fascinating. Though I have no idea what you've just said.
Indeed, that's some trouble. Though I get point vaguely, it seems I'm tragically to hold the simplest conversations with I'm quite this hasn't to my to communicate writing. I myself robbed the most of responses from eliciting the laugh, a child, gentle cooings, a lover, thrust of a well executed towards my. I sit now, broken by begging them at home to savor the known ability, be both and share the joys, mother's eloquences. Mammon.
Right, well, I hope you get better. Let's give him a hand! Johnny, what are we sending him home with tonight?
A home jacuzzi set. Oh yes, this fine indoor spa from Tilt-A-Whirlpool, a $1,995 value, all for you, Mr. Cacho.
Marvelous! Our next contestant comes all the way from Liverpool, England, right around back, and he has a most fascinating illness. Please welcome Mr. Bioshock Obama! Now, I must warn you, our contestant's illness causes him to speak in a whiny and sing-songy voice at a very high register, making it painful to listen to the point of being nearly unbearable. So much so, in point of fact, that he's only been allotted 15 continuous and uninterrupted seconds worth of time to speak. Our players at home might want to turn down the volume while he talks, and we offer tonight's clue.
The password is...
Registry Office.
Right, we're all set then? Now, Mr. Obama, tell us about your... abominable malady.
Ah!
tragic, sir. Just tragic.
Give him a big hand, folks! Thanks for playing. We'd like to send you home with... Oh, you know what that means. The lightning round. That's right, folks. We get to introduce our final guests and see if they have the right stuff to win. What is it tonight, Johnny?
A brand new car! A 2010 Fingerswagen Schnuggermeister GT with authentic bucket seats and a driver's side cap. Running on both electricity and good intentions, the Schnuggermeister is the car for the coming cannibal apocalypse. Back to you, Tommy.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, let's introduce our lightning round contestant. Welcome, Miss Diana Buffoonery Logfluhogger.
Thank you very much for the wonderful applause.
Now, let me see if I have this right. You came down with a case of laryngitis so severe that they had to remove your vocal cords and replace your voice with that of Microsoft Anna?
That is correct. For the longest time after I lost my voice, I was terribly distraught. But now that I have a soothing and attractive voice, I can now tell the world how sexy I am. By the way, you are incredibly cute.
Well, are you ready for the first question?
Affirmative.
Yes! The correct answer was indeed yes! You were ready for the first question! Congratulations, you win the lightning round! You win the car, the bucket seats, the driver's side cap, the good intentions, you win it all! Thank you for joining us here at Bugs and Hugs. I'm your host, Tommy Winkleman, saying so long and don't get sick! God bless ya!
Civil like about this, well, this is the absolute final time I will tell you. Shut that doggone filth saxophone music down right now, or I'll gnaw your limbs off at the joints and I'll bloody beat you to death with your own leg.
Yes, there is an immediate and documented connection between sax and violence. It's a nationwide epidemic, causing our children to be driven to such musical and savage lengths. Just recently, a jazz band member from a local high school gouged out his own eyes and beat in his sister's skull with his own eyeballs. Sax and violence. It's a problem that isn't going away anytime soon. But what can the common man do? To answer this, we asked two English individuals, an elderly housewife from Holland.
Well, to be honest, I quite fancy a bit of sex after late. Though that violence can be taken right out, let me tell you. Oh, but the sax. It takes me back to my younger days where I'd hop in the car with the girlfriends for an evening out, fun all around, hooked up with a bit of raunchy sax, preferably from a black man.
And the current poet laureate of the United Kingdom, Sir QED Gumby.
Well, I feel that sax and violence is an excellent link to the next sketch.
The hunter, in essence man's most primal role in society. From its origins as early as the Stone Age as a matter of survival, to its reinvention as a source of sport and entertainment. For as long as there's been hunting itself, the Von Benefield family has been witness to it.
Well, me and the family, we've made a living out of making a living out of hunting, you see. As far back as the 15th century, we've been hunters. Game, mostly. It's in the family blood, I guess, to love animals. Well, that's why we kill him, you see. Me and me brother, Poop. You see it, Poop?
Yeah. She's a beaut.
Take that wild turkey, for example. Been hunting them since we were young tykes. You think a little birdie wouldn't be too much of an asshole, but while they can be ordinary little bastards. So we always come prepared.
Give him hell, big bro.
Yee-hoo! It's all over but trimming.
Yeah, we got it all right. Hit it dead on.
I told you those cone chargers were flat prime quicker than a dog on a spit tank.
In the violent and relentless world of nature, these fearless and stalwart brothers apply the lessons learned from a lifetime of hunting to a variety of different, and at times more dangerous, animals.
Now, dear, you can't... Well, I guess you can't really change how you track and take a deer down too much. The rifle's time-tested, I guess.
Yeah, it looks set. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm taking it down. Yes! Alright, we got it. We got it. Come on. What are those hatless? What do you think? 10?
Yeah, 10 pointer.
Yeah, you don't see guys like those too often. Beautiful specimen.
Oh, back!
Still alive.
Nothing more dangerous than a wounded deer. Yep, we're good. Get the trophy knife. These animals, you know, why, they're like us. You track them for days and days. In time, you get to know them. Like a friend, really. They know you're there, and you know we're there. It becomes a game of wits then. You hate them, and you respect them. Then you blow the mothers away. Papa Victor Bravo, this is Delta Victor Bravo, target zeroed.
The Von Benefield brothers. Two men risking their lives in the pursuit of the hunt. Wherever a challenge may be, Duckett and Poop will be there. Ready to carry on the primordial struggle between man and beast with excessive firepower.
Over. Copy, Delta Victor Bravo. Immediate fire for effect.
Quite a bad day for those little ducks, eh? Coming up next for this production is... well, it looks like the end. Which means that I suppose I'll cease to exist until the next person decides to listen. It's all well and good, though. I've had a good run, after all. Still, be good to each other and keep an open mind and heart whatever you do. Oh, and Mom, before I go, I'd just like to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. Okay, then. And now, Oblivion. Already in